All right, everyone, welcome to episode number 9 of the Tea and Mortgage Podcast with John Coleman. And today we have a special guest on the podcast.
Well, hello, everyone. John Coleman here. How are you, Norm? Yes, today I'm very happy to introduce a colleague of mine, Linda Phillips. Linda has been in the business for over 30 years, helping people with their financial planning. One part of the mortgage process is needing to have insurance in place to protect you if you die. And Linda goes through all of that and more in a lot of detail to make sure you fully understand what you need and what you should have.
So without further ado, here's our conversation with Linda. All right, Linda, so thank you so much for joining us on the Tea and Mortgage Podcast. I know you have a lot of great information for us today. And so why don't we start, if you want to just introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Okay, well, my name is Linda Phillips. I'm working with John Coleman in JC Mortgages. We are extremely lucky that we have a mortgage division and a financial services division that will provide all our clients with advice on the full suite of financial products. We're slightly different in the fact that we'll approach everything with our clients from the point of view that we are talking about protecting them, their income, their plans for the future. And we will always look at what is the potential shortfall if anything happened to them through sickness, through being unable to carry out their normal daily work. And then, of course, through suffering an illness or indeed their untimely death. So we look at it from a high level where we're saying, okay, and excuse the expression of what I'm going to say, but we are, in general terms, we are and can do in life what we're able to do based on the level of income that we have coming in. And for most people, their income determines how their lifestyle is going to be and what way they're going to live in the future and the present. What we're trying to establish with our clients, and we're very lucky that when our clients are coming to us, that we obtain loan approval for them to buy the property that they're looking for so that they can make a home for themselves. In doing so on that, once we get approval for our clients, we will then proceed to actually looking at their overall financial plan.
But one thing I wanted to make clear for people too, both John and Linda here, is that mortgage protection is actually required when you obtain a mortgage and buy a property, correct?
It is, and I'm glad you've raised that point, because banks will always make sure that they are protected because they want to protect their asset, which is lending us and providing the finance so that we can purchase a home of our choice. You know, so it's really, really important. Most people looking at this will always think, oh, this is what the bank wants me to do. And we try and take it from a slightly different angle and say, yes, the bank require you to have protection in case you die, because they don't want to put a family out of a home if somebody dies. Yeah. However, they do not require anybody to have protection in the event of them being diagnosed with a serious illness or if they lose their income. But ironically, a bank is approving you based on the assumption that you're always going to have your income throughout the term of the mortgage. Now, things change in life for people, and people will suffer from different things and may end up having a loss of income due to being unable to work for any amount of reasons. And this is where we can help people in identifying what could happen to them in the future, and also showing them how they can make sure that they are financially protected. I use a saying with our clients, you know, or there's an old Irish saying that your health is your wealth. I support that. But in my view, your health is made up of three different things. And your health is your physical health, your mental health, and your financial health.
That's a good way of looking at it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is, I think, when people, you know, when we speak to people in this manner, they immediately take a step back and they say, God, we've never really looked at it like this before, because a doctor will help you with your physical health and mental health, but we help with the financial health. And I hold the view, and I'm over 30 years in the business, and I hold the view that if you have financial security, your mental health and your physical health, particularly mental health, will improve,
Absolutely.
or you won't suffer with mental health issues in relation to being financially affected
Yeah,
by
that's a
physical
good point
health.
because there's, if I could jump in, there's nothing worse than that financial stress. And if you're going through something, if you've lost your job, let's say, or if a spouse is sick and can't work, and you're just lying there awake at night, and oh my God, I have this huge boulder on my shoulders, this huge weight on my back. Of how am I going to pay this? How am I going to pay the next mortgage payment? How am I going to pay my bills? And there's no way you could be happy, you could sleep well, you could have good mental health. And of course, that affects your physical health if any of those things are out of balance. And so that's a good way of looking at it. Yeah.
Exactly. And this is, and what I find with people is, once you approach the whole subject in this manner, people then begin to think of themselves, and they don't particularly think of the bank. I mean, always remember the bank is lending the money on their terms and conditions. And for them just to insist on somebody being protected in case they die, we've quite a very low percentage of people who actually die, but we could have one in three people being diagnosed with a serious illness in Ireland every day. All of
Wow.
those people who are diagnosed with an illness are going to have a financial impact, irrespective of the level and type of protection that they have. We're also lucky in Ireland that, and not a lot of people would know, but the Irish government, to encourage people to protect their income if they are unable to go to work due to any form of accident or illness that would stop them from working for any period of time from a 4 week period onwards up to a year or up till they retire, whatever their selected retirement age is. And that we're in the lucky position that our government will allow people to protect up to 75% of their income. And the cost of that is a tax deductible expense. So if you have somebody who is earning or paying tax at 40%, whatever the cost of their income protection, they get 40% of that back in tax
They get it
relief.
back, yeah.
And that makes it very feasible for people to afford to actually put the protection into place. And in my experience, a lot of people don't actually know that this product is available for them. It has nothing to do with a mortgage. However, when somebody is taking out a mortgage, we actually will speak to them about this. We don't actually speak in product terms. We're actually speaking to them about their income and do they have their income protected? Because irrespective of anything, their income is paying for a multiplicity of things. It's not only paying for a mortgage, it's paying for everything else.
That's a
So
great point too. If you don't mind if I interject, I used to, a million years ago, I lived in San Francisco and I worked for Transamerica Insurance and for an insurance agent. And it's different in Ireland, of course, and with what we're talking about, but he would actually talk to clients. He'd probably appreciate this. And he would paint a picture that was a little gloomy. He'd immediately kill them off. He'd say, okay, tomorrow you get hit by a bus. And they'd be like, shock on their face. So what's going to happen to your wife? What's going to happen to your kids? And this is to your point, Linda. You want the same level of comfort and quality of life for them to go on. And that includes being able to pay the mortgage. That includes going to a good school. That includes, maybe taking a vacation once a year and having enough money for the things they need. And so that's why insurance and mortgage protection and everything is so important, huh?
Exactly. And this is then what leads on to opening and helping people to identify what their needs are, because with some clients we're very lucky. They could be, depending on their occupation or who they're working for, their company could provide some of this benefit. So we try and identify that, and we've a lot of information, and which happens when a client is getting a mortgage. So we can see through payslips or salary certs if a client is in a pension scheme, Most pension schemes would then provide some of these benefits, as in death in service or in income protection. So before we would even have a chat with a client, we've tried to identify what they have in the background. We then would ask them to check out exactly what their benefits are from their company, if they have it. And if they don't have any protection, I explain to them that we will look at it for them, and then they can see what it's costing them to actually protect the biggest asset that they have, which is their income. Okay, their mortgage and their home is going to be an asset in time. But remember, nobody owns a home until the very last day that they
That's a
pay a
great
mortgage
point.
payment.
That's a, and
Okay.
people have that misconception in their mind, like, oh, my greatest asset is my home. No, it's not. It's your greatest liability until you pay it off, right?
Exactly. And your income is your greatest asset from a material and financial point of view. And we all need, like, it's a fact of life, we all need to have an income coming to us from whatever source that it is. So I think when we take this approach, and I think we're very, very lucky as a brokerage that we adapt this philosophy with our clients, we will also offer advice if a client is coming to us and they're not doing a mortgage, because another aspect of the whole financial planning and the protection side is that irrespective of whether you're paying a bank for a mortgage or whether you're paying a landlord rent, you still have to use part of your income to do this. And this is why protecting your income becomes very important. So we try and speak to people who may not even be doing a mortgage with us and take them down the road of financially protecting themselves.
That's a great point. That was actually one of my questions. Yeah, can people come to you independent of a mortgage, which you answered?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
John, you had
Mother.
a point. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It's very neat. My role is much easier in this process, in that I am helping dreams come true, basically, in terms of getting people getting their own home. Linda has probably got a much more important part in this process, in that she's there to protect people. It's not the sexy side of this process, if that makes any if that's the right way to put it, in that
Correct, correct.
people
And
sometimes get caught up in the I'm buying my home. But Linda's brilliant at actually just talking common sense to people so that they know, well, exactly what they should be thinking of on a total scale, rather than just running away with themselves and thinking about what they're going to buy with their curtains, their couches. They do need to have a sense of reality in this. And Linda's amazing what she does, and this is why I was more than happy for her to come with me. Linda isn't a pushy salesperson. She explains, she educates, she gives options, and then facilitates whatever the client feels works within their budget and works with whatever type of cover they feel they should have, you know?
Yeah,
That's
and
that's that's
great.
that's really important. So, like, within the initial chat, what I would say to a client from the very beginning is, I'd say to them, look, we will look at the big picture for you. We will also deal with what the bank wants you to do, but I always want you to put yourself before the bank. The bank is a financial institution and they never lose. The bank always wins.
They're like the
And
house in a casino,
absolutely, and I've had the experience of dealing with the
American talking
banks.
along.
I also explain to people that, we've had the experience of dealing with the banks when things go wrong. And when things go wrong, it's very stressful for people if they're financially at a loss in relation to meeting their bills. And if you have to try and negotiate with a bank after the event and you don't have the income coming in, it's not easy. And the banks will, not want to facilitate the unfortunate thing that you're going to be sympathetic, and they'll say it's very sad that this has happened to you, but at the end of the day, we want to be paid. And
Yeah, of
I
course.
think that type of advice, when our clients receive that advice, they're very, very open to actually looking at their options and the shortfalls that they have. So,
That's a great point. Yeah. Let me
do
ask you
you,
this, John, if it's
yeah,
okay.
yeah, I'm here.
At what point in the Someone comes to you and they're a mortgage client and they're in the pro, you know, it's a long process to buy a home and get the mortgage. And at what point do you introduce Linda? And also
That's a
for either
great
of you
question.
too, a follow-up question for either of you, how quick, easy, simple is it to get a quote, to get this insurance in place?
I'll take the first part and then we'll hand it over to Linda to answer the second half of the question. At what stage in the process? A lot will depend on whether they're buying a new or a second-hand property, okay? The reason being, if they're buying a new property, that could take 6 to 9 months to be built. So the value of having it in place at that point mightn't be an absolute urgency. The only time where that might be relevant is if there's any health issues. If clients have any health issues that the insurance company may have issues with, the quicker they get talking to Linda, the better, so that she can advise properly on how that might play out and how we come up with a solution for that. So in the main, as soon as someone buys a house, if it's secondhand, they should be talking to Linda. Or if they're in the process of trying to buy a home and they're aware of some medical issues that might cause issues with the insurance company, they should almost be doing it before they've bought a home, in truth, if they're worried about any health issues. But rule of thumb, as soon as they buy a secondhand home, they should be having a conversation with Linda. If it's a new property, probably 3 months out from when the date the property is due to be ready. Would you agree with
Okay,
that,
great.
Linda?
I do. I do and I don't. Okay. And that's just all right.
Oh,
My
controversy. We have conflict on the
Linda is the
podcast.
authority on this, so I will bow to her at
Uh-oh.
100%. So.
I want to go back one step, okay? And
Okay.
obviously, right, our clients are coming through. They're coming to us, which is a very big dip. When a client comes to you for something, it's very, very different to you trying to approach a client about something. They're two different animals altogether. And on a mortgage, a client is coming to us, okay? My view, and this is from a financial planning point of view, is that every single inquiry or person, no matter who they are, where we come across them from, is open to financial advice from the minute that we actually get to introduce ourselves to them, right? But I take the point on board that in our business situation, we need to have a starting point that we need to know that is this client progressing with us on a mortgage, okay? And I think it's fair to say, John, we could have some clients that we know we cannot get a mortgage for them for, but we can always give somebody financial advice. But in the main, what John is saying is correct. I will take the client at the point when we do have loan approval for them and we know that they're purchasing something. But a very valid point for a client, even when as soon as a client has signed a contract when they're buying a property, they're then liable to continue to buy that property. They then have to negotiate with the seller to see can they get out of the sale of the property and receive their deposit back. And at the time when they sign contracts, they've paid 10% deposit. So if we can get going on a long-term basis, we can get to the client as soon as possible. We're in the best possible position with them because it's not a bad idea as soon as you sign your contracts to have your protection in place and in force. Because if something happened to a client before they close the mortgage, their mortgage is actually paid off. Okay.
Wow.
So this
Incredible.
is the importance. And this is where, as well, sometimes when we're chatting to people, they might say, oh, insurance companies never pay out a claim, you know. They do pay out a claim. If you're covered in case you're going to die, they'll pay it out. If you're covered in case you're diagnosed with a serious illness and you get one, they'll pay it out. Where insurance companies will not pay a claim is if it's discovered that there's non-disclosure. And non-disclosure can be from a client who may not even sometimes realize they've non-disclosure. But that's, is where insurance companies have to medically assess us. And this
Yeah,
is
like if
again,
to your point, like if I'm filling out my application and I'm saying that I'm 82 kilos, and in reality we know I'm a lot more than
Exactly.
that. Oh, that's going to
Exactly.
get flagged if there's ever a claim, right? Yeah.
But we're very lucky in JC Mortgages that I think in the main we are getting to our clients to speak on this subject with them as soon as is physically possible. And I think we're very lucky that way. And we also can provide our clients with the full range of products, which is so important, okay? Because you might have one company better than another. And
Yeah.
when you're looking at benefits, and in the Irish market at the moment, all the companies will price match each other. So the price becomes irrelevant because if you find it with company A cheaper than company B is going to match company A's premium. So then you're completely looking at the benefits and
Yeah.
what's going to be right for
What's the
the
perfect
people.
fit, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know if that's answering the question, but I think we are very lucky that we get to them at the point that we do now at the moment.
Yeah.
But I would also state that no matter what point a client is at, they can talk to me or the team from day one if they want. We can
Oh,
provide
that's
them with the
wonderful.
service.
That's wonderful. That's great.
Would you
Yeah. And
agree with that synopsis, John?
absolutely. In fairness, you basically made me look a little silly, but it's okay.
Oh, I'm very
No,
sorry. No, that's not what. No.
we are. You're absolutely spot on. I had my business head on in relation to my mortgage, my tunnel vision on the mortgage process. You have the better overall vision of it in terms of, well, we can give advice at any moment of time. I had a singular view on it in relation to the mortgage, and that's kind of
Of
where I
course, you
see.
guys are looking at it, the same thing from two different viewpoints. Yeah, two different, but that's why it works, That's great. That's great. And how should people, they're listening to this podcast, maybe they're just starting their journey to buying a home. How should they get in touch with you specifically? Should they go through John, or do you want to give, your contact info here?
Look, I think the with the way we have a process, that our clients will John will be the first point of contact with our clients. He will then let our clients know that we provide this service. In general terms, on our website, we can let people know that we provide the service irrespective of whether you're actually doing a mortgage or not. And I think then that may help people who may have an existing mortgage and, could have an existing protection policy, that they're not really sure of what they have. They could have done their mortgage elsewhere. They might want to review their whole financial planning. And I think if we can get that across to them, that they can actually contact us irrespective of whether they're doing a mortgage, will be absolutely superb.
Wonderful. That's great. Well, yeah, thank you so much for taking some time for us today to be on the TN Mortgage podcast. And you explained everything very, very well. I don't have any other questions, but I know people, if they do have questions, could contact you individually. And John, did you have anything else to add before we sign
No,
off?
just to thank Linda for bringing her considerable 30 years plus expertise to JC Mortgages and to what we offer our clients. Prior to Linda coming on board, we didn't have the expertise that Linda has to give the level of advice that she gives. We literally just ticked the box from the mortgage process point of view, but we didn't actually give the advice. We didn't have I didn't feel comfortable with it until Linda came on board now. But this was the whole reason of bringing Linda on board, was to be able to give our clients more than we previously were, and I thought to thank Linda for everything she's doing with us,
Wonderful.
And I, our whole setup, even when I'm chatting to our clients, I really think we have an absolute fantastic setup. We can provide every aspect of financial planning that a client needs. And we do base it on the actual need and shortfalls that a client would have.
Wonderful. That's good to know. Great information. A lot of good education here. I know you probably informed and educated and empowered a lot of folks who didn't really understand mortgage protection and also the financial protection aspect of it outside of a mortgage. So, Linda, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you very much. And I welcome if anybody does have any queries that they do contact me. You have my email address and I'm available. at any time to help somebody.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Linda.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the Tea and Mortgage Podcast, episode number 9, and subscribing, sharing if you thought this was good information. John, thanks so much for all you do to help people.
You're very welcome, Orm. As always, a pleasure, and looking forward to talking to you all next month.